So, what was it exactly that caused the band to break up? Was it the lack of record company support?
Well, I mean, they sort of, they weren't making a fortune on us. I think they're sort of getting their money back, which is all I think that they really need to do. And no, they weren't taking into consideration that they were sort of largely responsible for why the records weren't selling. So there was sort of, when we did Prehistoric Sounds, I mean, Chris had left before Prehistoric Sounds, and I sort of had convinced him to sort of stay on for that album, which he did. And then we sort of, we did a half a dozen, we went into the studio and did sort of a half a dozen of the songs and sort of played them to EMI because they were sort of wanting to know what we were doing, and they seemed to be sort of distressed, to say the least, about them. And that wasn't sort of a particularly nice sort of atmosphere to work in. And there were sort of the problems with the management, you know, who were also starting to panic because they didn't feel that there was anything that was going to be a sort of a hit single off Prehistoric Sounds. And I think there's sort of a couple of songs which, if they had been released as singles and pushed, probably would have done a lot better than their choice, which was the sort of the just cover version of Security, which, you know, I never wanted to record in the first place, sort of thing. And after that, I think, you know, the pressure, the external pressure sort of got to us a lot, and you know, it sort of caused a lot of friction within the band, and that's what finally split us, I think. There's a sort of, it was really getting to the point where there wasn't that sort of earlier sort of youthful joy in actually going and recording a record and that sort of thing.
So what happened when you split? Did you all come back to Australia?
No, well, after the first tour of England, Kim Bradshaw, our original bass player, had left the band, and we got an English replacement. So he stayed there and ended up joining the Damned. Chris stayed over there, and Ivor came back first, and then I sort of came back a bit later. I just basically didn't want to stay in England at that time. I sort of found it very depressing, and I wasn't sort of eligible to sort of go on the dole there and things like that, and I didn't want to sort of spend what meagre savings I had, sort of thing. So I came back here basically because I knew that there were sort of several people that I could work with and who, well, as far as I could remember, sort of, you know, I got along reasonably well with.